OK Credit, which is backed by marquee investors including Tiger Global and Lightspeed, has laid off around 40 employees, a person close to the development told VC Circle, as the fintech startup struggles to monetize its business. An OK Credit spokesperson confirmed the layoffs but did not divulge the number of employees who were let go. The company and number 39's current staff strength stands at 100, and the layoffs were affected by change in the company and number 39's priorities as it is in a growing phase, the spokesperson said in a statement. And quote, going ahead we will be focusing on fintech initiatives and on strengthening our growth channels alongside digital, in a mission to help small and medium businesses grow their business in India, and quote, the spokesperson added. OK Credit, operated by SiFi Global Solutions Private Limited, connects small business owners, suppliers and customers, and enables them to record credit and payment transactions. The spokesperson said that as part of the company and number 39's change in priorities, it will also hire talent with the relevant skill sets. The company has ensured that the laid-off employees are supported by outplacement services, extended medical insurance to make their transition into their new careers as seamless as possible, it added. OK Credit has raised significant venture capital money over the years. The startup raised $67 million in its Series B round of funding led by Tiger Global and Lightspeed in September 2019. The same year it raised $15.5 million in a series of funding from Tiger Global and other investors. Prior to that, it had raised seed money from Lightspeed in 2018. The spokesperson said that the company has a comfortable runway to scale its fintech initiatives and for its growth, capital is not a constraint. And quote, fundraise is not an urgent priority for us, and quote, the spokesperson added. However, the startup has been struggling to monetize its business. Its total income was at 5.8 crore in FY21 and net sales was almost nil, according to Vkej, the intelligence platform of VC Circle. Its earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA, loss expanded to 107 crore in FY21 versus 155.7 crore in FY20. The spokesperson noted that revenue is a top priority for the company and it is working out innovative solutions to monetize its user base. And quote, over the last year, we and number 39, they've been building new products at OK Credit and they are showing good results. Hence, we are sharpening our focus on fintech initiatives and strengthening alternate growth channels, along with digital marketing, and quote, the spokesperson added. In 2020, there was a report that OK Credit was in merger and acquisition talks with other venture capital-backed companies including its rival Carterbook. OK Credit co-founder and CEO Harsh Pokhana had denied the report then.